Everybody, welcome back to the Haunted Cafe.
Ooh.
Episode two.
Episode two.
All right, well.
We usually start this off by talking about what tea we're drinking and what incense we have lit.
Yep, since it is a cafe.
Yeah, it is a cafe. Now, I felt kind of in the mood for like Japanese stuff. So like this morning when it's early in the morning, by the way, which is why I sound kind of tired. She's wide awake because she's been awake since 6. But
yeah, basically.
It's early. It's 9 o'clock, pretty close to 9 o'clock. So it's early for me because I normally sleep a little bit later. But the tea we're drinking is from Japan, and it's from a book. It's like a faux book, and it has like 10 different teas in it. And
from
it's
from around the world.
Yeah, from around the world. And the one that we're drinking today is from Japan, and it's lemon honey green tea. And on the back it says tea flavors. This is talking about the around the world itself. Tea flavors inspired from different cultures from around the world. And then it tells you how to cook it or make it, whatever. It says the ingredients is green tea and artificial flavors. So that means it doesn't have, you know, it's not legitimately from it's there. It's just the taste from it, you know. Yeah. You know, tea is a product of Sri Lanka, assembled in China. Store in a cool, dry place. Obviously, it's tea. And, it says it's distributed by Modern Gourmet Foods. And this was 2018, but I think we got this a little bit later than that. Yeah. I think we got it we only got 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
So I think we got it a year after it had been processed. And the incense we have lit today is, it's part of chakra luck, good luck and prosperity. And it's the chakra today is for the heart, and it's rose scented. And it is supposed to be balancing, awakening, and exhilaration. So we're going to get that lit.
We're going to be awoken. You're going to be awoken.
Yeah, we're all going to be woke today, as the kids say these days.
All right, so let's try the tea.
Oh, yeah.
It smells pretty good.
Yeah, I got to pick mine up and start around because my water's kind of clear. I don't think it's supposed to be that clear.
I can't see because I have a black mug.
It smells interesting. It doesn't really have a scent, though.
Mm-mm.
Like, it smells interesting, but doesn't have a scent, if that makes any sense at all. Yeah. I think the incense is overpowering the smell in the bag, but I don't really smell anything in the water either, though. You can somewhat taste it. I feel like we would need it. It says to only put one tea bag in it, but I feel like you would need to do two in order for it to, be any good.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my tea bag in, seeing as we keep talking,
I'll
if it gets any
back
more.
In too. Yeah. But yeah, and since it is early in the morning, I have two drinks. I have my French vanilla light roast coffee and my tea. So I'm drinking healthy this morning. Oh, and the coffee is black, by the way. I don't drink it with creamer or sugar. So go ahead. What are we talking about today?
All right. So with that sleepy, tired introduction,
sorry.
Today we're going to be talking about the Jersey Devil.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a legend from New Jersey in the United States. If anybody's not from around, you know, obviously a lot of people are not from around here.
You got to clarify from the second one, or the first one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember exactly what I was supposed to clarify, but I know when I was talking about the Irish people or the Irish immigrants when they came back over, I think I said that they came around during Puritan times, and that is horribly wrong. It's more so colonial, I guess. It cards were around and stuff like that. So I was way off. I don't know what I was even thinking.
Figured we'd clarify that.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that before we got started on this episode.
So we're not trying to discourage people away from our thing because we don't know what we're talking about. It's just the research we did, we just happened to get mixed up. It was our first episode. So this one, however, has been researched thoroughly pretty much from the time we finished the last podcast till now. So
So what I wanted to ask you first is, when was the first time that you heard this? Because we're both from New Jersey. This is a local legend for us.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I was a little kid. My mom had brought it up, saying that she had seen it when she was younger. Like, she also seen a Sasquatch when she was younger, too.
Really? I never heard of that.
Yeah. She was in, like, this weird... The house was, like, old-fashioned house. It was, like, the wooden walls and stuff like that. Like, it's what my grandmother and my grandfather had owned at the time. Mm-hmm. So she was sitting there in her room, and she heard a loud, like, smacking noise or something like that, or a tapping on the window. I forget what she said. And she looked out the window, and there was this big, massive, hairy thing staring at her with yellow eyes, and it ran into the woods when it seen that she was looking at it. And she said she was traumatized of it ever since then. Hmm. And I was like, all right.
We'll have to get her on the podcast and have her tell her side story.
If that'll ever happen.
Yeah. But I think the first time, I mean, I don't remember the exact first time that I heard of this, but... we went to a, like, camp school thing, like, where we went up into the mountains. It's not the mountains. It's, like, you know, it's called Mount Misery, but it was, like, a camp where you did, like, trust exercises, and you stayed there.
Look at you, little Girl Scout.
No, it was a school thing, so yeah, it was, like, you know, I hated it. But I remember them, like, telling stories about the Jersey Devil, because I think it was towards that area. I could be really wrong. But anyway, I mean, it's the Jersey Devil is told basically all throughout New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's also known everywhere else, too. Like, yeah. I mean, it's a myth legend. I mean, everywhere fucking knows about it. If they don't, then, you know, they're not looking into it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't research this stuff,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd first tell the story of the legend itself.
Which I'm curious about, because I've only heard, like, tidbits about it here and there. All I know, I had no idea of the origins of it. I just know that it's some sort of demon called the Jersey Devil that people have done drawings of, and every drawing is different. Supposedly people have seen it.
Yeah. And I did send photos on the phone for you to look at while we're talking. It's on the new phone.
Oh.
I sent you pictures.
Okay. Well, then I'll check those out.
Just, you know, as I'm talking.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we'll start with the legend. And there's a few of them. I'm going to tell all of them just as, like, you know, so you know all of them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen these. Okay.
Yeah. So, on a dark and stormy night in 1735, something terrible happened in the Pine Barrens near Leeds Point, New Jersey. So the Pine Barrens, I think we're going to talk about a little bit later, but the thunder howled and the wind roared. Inside a small house, Mother Leeds was giving birth to her 13th baby. No one knows for sure what happened, but the legend has sprouted a lot of different theories. Mother Leeds is quoted to say that she wanted the baby to be the devil, probably because, like, 13 kids, that's a lot. Mm. The baby was born with a tail, wings, and hooves, and flew up the chimney.
The hell?
The baby looked normal and then changed. So, like, you know, started out a normal-looking baby. And then that night, the Jersey Devil was born.
Huh.
That's basically the main legend. It's a short one, but, I mean, you know, it sprouts a lot of different... other stories.
Yeah, because from the photos I'm looking at, don't even look like it's like a human hybrid. It's just an animal of some kind.
Yeah, I mean, there are other pictures of, like, literally a little leprechaun with, like, wings and stuff.
The heck?
Oh, man. That was my alarm. Sorry. But, yeah, there's, like, legends of, like, a little, or pictures of, like, a little leprechaun-looking thing with wings and a tail. But I'm pretty sure that's just someone drooling something.
So it was Hellboy.
Yeah. Only a little tiny guy. Yeah. But, so that's the main legend. But then there are other tales told about the devil's origins. One is about a young girl who fell in love with a British soldier during the Revolutionary War. And when she gave birth to their child, it was the Jersey Devil, which... The reason why it was such, like, a horrible thing is that at the time of the Revolutionary War, we were fighting against the British. For her to be in love with a British soldier, it was, like, a no-no.
Yeah, it's I mean, honestly, the way they're putting it, it almost sounds like the Underworld movies, because the Underworld movies pretty much have the same theme. Like, as the Underworld movies continue on, when Celine and Michael... which are that you've never seen them,
no,
but I'm gonna kind of spoil it a little bit. But Selena and Michael have a kid, or Michael turns out to be a hybrid, and it's like forbidden in the vampire realm to have that hybrid, even though it's literally straight from the Corvina strain, which is the original human immortal that had a vampire child and a werewolf child. And he was the one, I don't know how, but I didn't really pay attention to it that much when I was younger, but this is just what I'm remembering. And then Celine, which is a changed human into a vampire. She wasn't born a vampire. She wasn't a pure blood vampire, should I say. She gained powers as time went on from like drinking the blood of more powerful vampires. She even got some of the blood from the Corvina strain, which made her able to stay out in sunlight and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And then her and Michael had a kid, and that kid was like it was a pure blood hybrid, because it was the first born hybrid from a hybrid who is now has pure blood vampire blood. It's like a weird mix. And they like say they like the whole entire point of the last two movies is them just hunting both of them down, because it's like severely forbidden and it should not be a thing. Well, so I mean, it's kind
of
similar.
I mean, that happens a lot in a lot of stories where like Romeo and Juliet, West Side Story, where you know two different people from two different classes end up falling in love.
And it's forbidden. Yeah. Like me and you, for example.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah, your family fucking hates me because I wasn't, you know, part of them, and you know. If we ever have a kid, I'm pretty sure they're gonna crap bricks
anyway. So so that's one legend. I don't really think that there's like a whole lot of like evidence on that one. There's also a legend that a gypsy cursed a young girl because she didn't give her food. The curse ended up having her giving birth to the Jersey Devil. Which there's no, I don't think there's any evidence in that one either. There was also one about a guy who, like, would wear a mask around, like, Halloween time, and he kind of started being known as the Jersey Devil, but I don't really know if there's, like, you know, a whole lot of evidence in that either. But, yeah, so those are the legends. The first one that I told is basically the one that we're gonna go off of, Mother Leeds and stuff. People who live in the Pine Barrens call it the Leeds Devil after the family. They say it has a horse's head, long legs with hooves, two short front legs, and bat wings. No one knows exactly how tall it is. Some say it's 6 feet tall, others say 3 or 4 feet tall. So that's where the little, like, leprechaun thing comes in.
I feel like they were literally just, like...
Just
naming animals that were popular back then. And just putting them into one thing. Because I'm looking at the photo and... The horse head, like, it just looks oblong and friggin' weird. It doesn't even look threatening in any way. It looks like a severe mistake. It
looks like a dragon, almost.
I wouldn't even call it a dragon. Like, it's just odd. Like, the legs shouldn't be that friggin' skinny if it's going to support that big upper body. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, I'm going to post pictures, the pictures that Alan's looking at. I'm going to post those on our Instagram at, I think it's called The Haunted Cafe Podcast. So... go check that out on Instagram.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. So it says, the devil has glowing red eyes and makes loud screeching sounds. A lot of people call it ugly.
Wow.
Which is like rude.
Yeah. How dare you?
During the day, it lives in the wetlands. And at night, it roams New Jersey, scaring everyone it meets. And this, what I just read was actually a portion from NewJersey.gov. So it's actually like an official New Jersey website, government website.
Wow.
I just thought that was really cool that, like, you know, they talked about it. And then another website, the Atlantic County government website, actually talks more about it. It says that Mother Leeds' 13th child was born possibly deformed. And they also say that she cursed the child due to her living situation. They also said that the child started out normal and then took on odd characteristics later.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, if you're raised in a home to where you're deformed, your family doesn't love you, it's going to turn into a Cletus Cassidy situation from Venom. He's going to become a freaking serial killer.
I was like, who's that? Also, according to this source, the child was confined until it made its escape, either out of the cellar door or up the chimney.
Wow.
So it might have been locked in the basement.
Yeah,
like,
that's messed up, man. Yeah. I mean, people still do that to this day, but still, it's messed up.
Okay. So I didn't realize that I wrote that. But here's another origin story that I was telling you about the guy with the mask. A man named Mr. John Villette is from Vienna, New Jersey. He was entertaining his children with a mask that he had made. It supposedly became a yearly tradition and was adopted by the locals. Eventually, it was reported in late October as parents and repeated in late October as parents and children alike put on scary faces and costumes.
That would make more sense. That's more believable than all the other crap.
But there's a lot of history involved in the Leeds family story that, to me, me personally, I feel like the Leeds just had people out for them. I mean, I'm definitely going to get into that, but I feel like the Leeds definitely had people that were like, I'm going to ruin your reputation.
Wow.
So, we'll get into it. Yeah. So, according to all the legends, because of the devil, crops have failed, cows stopped giving milk, and there were droughts. He blew the tops off of trees and boiled streams, which, like, killed fish and stuff.
Yeah.
He was blamed for the loss of all livestock, and some say he shows himself every 7 years.
So he's Jeeper Creeper. Or no, that was that every 27 years. No, that's it. That's...
It is every 27 years.
Yeah, so I don't know what Jeepers Creepers is. I know it's like every... I think it's every 7 years.
I don't know. I'm too creeped out by horror movies.
I wonder if Jeepers Creepers is based off the Jersey Devil. That'd be interesting.
Maybe that'll be an episode we got into.
Yeah.
So for me to understand possibly why this legend got started, I wanted to look at like what the time period was like. Like when... basically when stuff began, or, you know, like when the legend started. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about like New Jersey's history so that we can kind of understand how stuff got started.
Yeah.
So around 1524, which is like way before the legend, Giovanni di Veranzo, I probably pronounced that really wrong.
It's probably Veranzo.
Yeah. Became the first European to explore New Jersey. He sailed along the coast and landed in Sandy Hook. The colonization started after Henry Hudson sailed through Newark Bay in 1609. Through the Hudson, though Hudson was British, he worked for the Netherlands, so he claimed the land for the Dutch, actually. So New Jersey started out as a Dutch, like,
community
area. Yeah. He called it New Netherlands. New Jersey was first settled by the Dutch, Swedes, and Finns. So it's like... To me, it's like the Vikings, but I don't know if that's really the correct, like, term. Because Vikings are more Irish and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they're more... Well,
or is it, like, mix of both, I think?
I'm not entirely sure, honestly. I know that the Vikings, genetics, and ancient times, they go back a while.
And there's might so many, be a bunch of different groups.
Yeah, there's so many different Viking-esque people, like... Because the only things we have recorded are what we know. I mean, who knows? There could have been... Like, Vikings in Japan at the time. There could have been Vikings in, like, Africa. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that we don't know for sure yet. Like, Vikings could have been all over the world. That might have just been a time on the planet where Vikings were a thing. And everyone was just adapting their own way, you know?
Yeah. So, in 1664, the Dutch lost New Netherlands to the British. And then they added more to the colonies. So that's, like, a little bit of history in New Jersey. It was really interesting to me to find out that it was, like, Dutch first. But, because I thought it was, like, British. Now we're going to talk about, like, the family history of the Leeds, which, to me, is the most accurate, like, legend, is the Leeds family. So we're going to start off with Daniel Leeds. He's, like, the great-grandfather to the Jersey Devil. Or, no, he's the grandfather, because it's Daniel, and then his son, and then the Jersey Devil, so it's grandfather. Daniel Leeds was born around November 15th in 1651.
It's coming up, November 15th.
Yeah.
It's the 13th today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So, on Monday.
Yeah.
On Monday, it'll be Jersey Devil Day.
Yeah, well, that's his grandfather, so.
Well, I mean, either way.
Yeah.
If it started off with him, then it's Jersey Devil Day.
Yep. He was born in Stanstead, Mount Fitchett, Essex County, England. Or Essex, England. Okay. I'm horrible at pronouncing stuff, so, yeah. He followed his father, which is Thomas Leed II, to America in 1676, coming in on a ship called the Shield. It landed at Burlington in December and was the first vessel to ascend the Delaware River to that point.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they were nice. Like the first kind of people. Yeah. Daniel Leeds was one of the first deputy surveyors of West Jersey, which, like, kind of holds a little special place in my heart since I work with a bunch of surveyors in my real job.
Mm-hmm.
He held this position from 1681 to 1713.
Oh, wow.
Being a surveyor meant that he was involved in identifying the boundaries of land that was being distributed. So mm-hmm. basically, like, you know,
pretty much what you do.
picking out people's property lines.
Yeah, yeah.
This was an extremely important job, as wealth and economic status depended on how much land you got.
And that still, it still rings to this day.
Yeah, he had four wives. But, and okay, I don't, then. You know, he's kind of, to me, it's like, that's a little sus, you got four wives, but, yeah. And back then, who knows what happened, yeah. You know? His first wife, we don't really know her name, she may have died before they even moved over here to, the United States, or mm-hmm. America. The second wife was Anne Stacy, and she was born in February of 1681. They had one child named Anne. The wife died after childbirth, and then their kid died shortly after.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Yeah. Jeez. His third wife, was 1 year after the second wife.
That was quick.
Yeah. He married Dorothy Young March of 1683. Hmm. So, it's around 1 year. So,
Dorothy.
Yeah. They had eight children.
Jesus.
I'm going to get these pronunciations wrong because it's like really weird names to me. One is named Japhet. Mary, Felix, Philo. Bethanna. They named one Anne after the previous wife.
Hmm.
Daniel Jr. and Titan.
Titan. That's a weird name.
They're all weird names.
Titan's the name that my mom gave her dog.
Titus. That's Titus.
Never mind. Still, that's an animal name, Titan. Mm-hmm. What? What? Okay, I don't know.
And then the third wife, Dorothy, who had all those kids with him, she died in 1699.
I was going to say, did she die too? Because it seems to be a pattern.
Well, we have one more wife.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Is that the incense smoke get to you?
Probably. Jeez. It's all right in my face.
Sorry.
We have a fourth wife named Jane Abbott Smouth. Smouth? S-M-O.
Smosh?
It's S-M-O-U-T.
Let's get
Smout.
Smout. I think that's what it is. Smout. Smout. Smout.
Yeah, and they didn't have any children.
Hmm.
So that's Daniel. The property now known as Leeds Point, New Jersey, was first owned by Daniel, then Felix, his son, who sold the property to his brother. So, like, it changed hands three times.
Mm-hmm.
In 1687, Daniel Leeds began the first compilation, I think that's how you pronounce that word,
mm-hmm.
of almanacs in this country, which he continued until 1716. Then he gave the business to Felix and Titan. The almanacs were printed by William Bradford, and these
Animaniacs.
Yeah. These almanacs will be, like, really important later on
mm-hmm.
in the conclusion.
Mm.
So now we're going to talk about Daniel Leeds' son, Japhet Leeds.
Japhet.
Japhet was born in Springfield Township in October 1682. At some unknown time, so, like, they don't know, like, when. Mm-hmm. But he married a woman named Deborah Smith, and they had 12 children.
Oh, wow.
Their names were Mary, Robert, John, Japhet Jr., basically. It's Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
Yeah. had a kid. I don't know the name. James, Daniel, Sarah, Deborah, Dorothy, Anne, and Hannah.
Jeez.
The whole family was part of the Quakers. They were so brought into, like, the Quakers that he actually opened their house as a meeting house until the actual, like, their actual building was built.
Hmm.
So, technically, they had 13 kids, but only 12 are reported.
Interesting.
We'll get into that a little later. we're going to talk about the mom, Deborah Leeds. Local rumors that Mother Leeds was involved in witchcraft. But it is known that healers and midwives were known as witches due to how medicine was viewed in that time period.
Medicine? You don't need medicine, just drink some whiskey.
No, just pray, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just pray, everything will be okay. The plague, pray, it'll go away. Yeah. Because that happened.
Yeah. So, Cynthia Lamb, which is actually a descendant of Japhet, whatever his name is, she believes that all that was due, all the accounts of Mother Leeds, which is her nickname, being a witch, was that she was probably a midwife or a healer. But, you know, people, oh no, it's, she's doing magic. She's healing people.
A woman with an opinion? Witch! Yeah.
Basically. Deborah Leeds was born in 1685 in Cohansey, Salem, New Jersey. Oh, which is really close to where I grew up. Yeah. I think, anyway.
My mom used to live there before she moved to Bridgeton.
Yeah. She is the first wife to Japhet. They had 12 kids, like I stated before, but she possibly mothered a 13th child, the devil.
Oh, wow.
Sorry,
the flavor has not improved whatsoever. It's still very water-based.
Oh, really?
It definitely needs 2 teabags. It's been about 20 minutes, so it has not gotten better. I don't taste any difference. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't taste it either. There really wasn't a whole lot of information about her. There was one recorded document in the Quaker Minutes, which is like their church, where they had to deal with Deborah for selling strong drink. It's basically selling alcohol.
Wow.
which I thought was like hilarious. So we're going to talk about the Quakers now, because I feel like the Quakers were really a big important part of like this whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the Quakers, aka the Religious Society of Friends, are a movement within Christianity that began in the 1650s in England. The early Quakers were unhappy with the institutionalized Christianity. It's basically like really like strong Christianity, which they saw as having lost its way by becoming embedded into the state. So basically like the government kind of taking over the church.
Yeah.
They wanted to go back to primitive Christianity by teaching Jesus's paths of nonviolence, simple living, and immediate equal access to the God spirit. So basically, you know, like how back then the churches would say, oh, you have to come here and pray here. You have to go through me to get to God, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted it to go back to where, like, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you can get to God and you can talk to God.
So, I mean, that's a little bit better than the way it is now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they probably still had meetings and, like, choirs and stuff or whatever.
Cult stuff. So.
But, yeah, I mean, but at least it's not so, like, in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you're not a Christian? Fuck you! Like, oh, you're not Christian? You'll find your way. Don't worry.
Yeah. Some practices made early Quakers, which are also known as friends, stand out was their refusal to pay tithes, a required religious tax.
Hmm.
That's
something.
Yeah. They didn't want to pay taxes. Yeah, or, you know, taxes to the church.
Yeah.
If
you don't pay taxes to the church, that priest won't be able to afford his Lamborghini.
Yeah. I don't think they had Lamborghinis back then.
Oh, no. I'm just using that as an example. Big, massive two-story church? Can only afford it if you pay the taxes.
They also refused to take oaths on the Bible. They believed that by doing so, they were creating a double standard for their truth. So basically, when a lot of people, like, put their hand on the Bible saying, I solemnly swear to tell the truth, whatever,
mm-hmm.
They believed that doing that basically is like, you're not going to believe me if I don't do that. Like, only way that I'm telling the truth is if I do that. Yeah.
Anybody could lie doing that.
Yeah. But they believe that their yes should mean yes and their no should mean no. They don't have to tell.
So they were truthful. They were honest. They weren't disguising themselves into something instead of actually revealing what their true intentions are.
Yeah.
So they were actually legit. They were revealing, like, hey, do you like this food? No.
Yeah, like they sound like they're very honest people. Yeah. Or like they were. Yeah. Who knows?
They were very honest people, yeah.
So, so now that we're like halfway, we're at the halfway point, so let's take a ad break.
Yeah. Why not? This ad break is brought to you by Anarchy Props. Do you like video games like Borderlands, Fallout, stuff like that? Well, then visit Anarchy Props, because me, myself, what I do is I make props as a little side thing. I was going to turn it into a business, but, you know, companies don't like that. So now it's just YouTube channels. And, yeah, I make props from Fallout. I have some Borderlands one planned out. I have a variety of video games that you guys can check out. And if you do check it out and you like what I do, I haven't really put too much up right now, but if you like what I do, make sure to like and subscribe. And then I will see you guys on my channel.
And it's on YouTube at Anarchy Props.
Yeah. Anarchy Props on YouTube.
All right, now we're back. So before the ad break, we were talking about the Quakers. The reason why I was bringing up the Quakers, like I said before, was because the Leeds family were Quaker. They were all part of the Friends.
They make some good friggin' oatmeal.
Quaker oats. I don't know the history behind that. It might be. I don't know.
Something to look into.
Yeah. So the Leeds family were devout Quakers. They were very part of the religion. Remember, I even said that Japhet let the congregation use his house as a meeting place. Mm-hmm. You know, but Daniel's almanacs, the father of Japhet, Daniel. Yeah. His almanacs, they were called the American Almanac, by the way. They were a little bit too pagan for the Quakers' likings.
Oh, wow.
So, lost my place. It contained
From good to bad real quick.
Yeah. It contained astrological. Yeah, I can't talk. Astrological data, tide tables. I don't know if this was in the book back then, but it is in, like, the modern copies. Mm-hmm. So, like, they would be able to tell you when it was going to be low tide, when it was going to be high tide.
Yeah.
And the yearly calendar, the weather changes, like, temperatures, etc. The Quakers believed that Daniel was using inappropriate language, as well as symbols and names, which I don't really know what names, but, you know. And they didn't really like that. So Daniel tried to apologize to them, but,
the damage was already done.
Basically, they wanted him to burn all the copies of the book. Wow. Like, all copies of his books. And he was like, no, fuck that. he actually left the group and kept making his almanac.
Nice.
So, in 1688, still before the whole devil situation, Daniel published a book called The Temple of Wisdom. I couldn't read my writing.
I can never read your writing either.
Yeah.
I have sloppy handwriting, and mine's more understandable than
mine's
yours.
Mine's just, like, scrawl.
Like, if there's one thing, I don't mean to intervene here, but if there's one thing I absolutely hate that people do, is when they do cursive and print, and they mix it. And then, like, they're so used to doing cursive that they, like, put cursive in their print by accident, and they can't even understand what they said, and it annoys the crap out of me. Go ahead, sorry.
Anyway. so Daniel published a book called The Temple of Wisdom, and that book was various writings from other authors in order to showcase his own personal theories of the universe. So this man was getting, like, deep in his head.
Yeah.
The book...
Which is, you know, is good. I mean, I get like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, back then, it's like...
Yeah. Witch!
Yeah, the heck you doing?
What are you doing? Satanist.
Yeah, so the book, it's called The Temple of Wisdom. It's probably still out there. I didn't look. It had a bunch of different subjects, including angels, demons, astrology.
Wow.
To me, it seemed like he was way more into, like, pagan roots than he was. I mean, he might have started out Quaker, but I really think he kind of went
head first. He went back to the OG basics. That's what he did.
So now we're going to talk about the Franklin feud.
Franklin feud.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin. Ooh. Which he's pretty well known, at least around our area.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows about him. He invented, he did the whole kite on the string,
Was that
kite.
I couldn't remember if that was him or Thomas Edison. I think that was Thomas Edison.
No, Thomas
he did
Edison.
The light bulb.
Yeah, Thomas Edison took Nikola Tesla's idea and called it his by inventing the light bulb, but Benjamin Franklin had the kite with the key.
No, that's how he, I don't know. But anyway, so... in 1716, which I believe is still before the Jersey Devil legend, because it was 1735,
yeah.
Dan I keep calling him Dan, but Daniel retired and turned over the almanacs to Titan and Felix. I guess mainly Titan, because Titan's like the main one that's talked about. Mm-hmm. And Titan redesigned the front page to add the family crest, which features wrens. It's W-Y-V-E-R-N-S.
Wyverns.
Wyverns.
Wyverns. It's a type of dragon.
Yeah. You want to Google it real quick? I might actually send you a picture of them.
Yeah, it's a dragon with no front legs. It just has back legs and its arms or wings. They're called wyverns.
Do you see how close of a resemblance that is to the Jersey Devil?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Which I think is really funny. Like, the only reason I know what a wyvern is because I'm a huge nerd. So.
But yeah, it's a creature that in some strange coincidence, looks like the Jersey Devil. Mm-hmm. That's what I wrote, so I figured I'd say it again. At some point in time, Titan got into a feud with Benjamin Franklin, who is the owner of Poor Richard's Almanac, which is actually still a really modern, I think.
I think it's called the Farmer's Almanac now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not
it's
sure.
It's based off of Poor Richard or something. Like, we have one. I don't remember what it said.
Yeah, which blew your mind for some reason.
It did. I had no idea. I was like, no way.
But, of course, they're competitors. During the feud, Ben predicted, and I'm using air quotes there, Titan's death. And then, then when that date came and went, he pretended that Titan was actually a ghost that was haunting him.
What the?
Yeah. Yo, so like when Titan,
you're too imaginative, my guy.
Yeah. So like when Titan would respond to him in like his almanac, he would act like it was a ghost responding to him. He said, and I quote, "Honest Titan, deceased, was raised from the dead, made to abuse his old friend Franklin."
Old friend.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a quid? So I said, is it a coincidence that the Jersey Devil birth happened around the same time as this feud?
No.
Because, like, that's why, to me, this legend is so, like, soaked in, like, feud and, like, and rivalry.
Betrayal. Like, and it's like, ego. It's literally soaked in ego. That's exactly what it is.
So Titan is not the father of the Jersey Devil, like, but it's his brother. Mm. But still, to me, it's like, I mean, you know, you have family, like, let's just say your sister did something. It's still going to come back to you. Like, if someone knows you and your sister, just as an example.
I mean, that happens all the time. So.
They're going to be like, oh, that's so-and-so. His sister's this. Or his sister did that. Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Like, so, to me, it's like, you know. So, what I think the whole, like, thing that happened was that Mother Leeds had a stillborn, and Benjamin Franklin basically twisted it into be like a horrible creature to ruin the Leeds almanac. That's basically my train of thought. I also believe that like there's been several like accounts where the Leeds family were weak or they were ill. Mm-hmm. So basically I feel like that there was some kind of strain of like illness going through the family that made them weak, so it might have even made this baby deformed.
Yeah.
I gotta get back in my notes. Hold on. one more. Jack E. Butcher, in writing the Absigami yesteryear suggested that the devil may have been a deformed baby boy instead of a devil. I said, there are a few accounts in the wills and family histories where they would mention weak and helpless children, possibly proving that they may have had a genetic defect in the family line. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just so blatant that, like, Ben Franklin, like, twisted that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, that's what it seems like. He's
literally doing pretty much. He's doing war things. Like, you're literally exploiting your enemy's weakness and twisting it into something to scare everyone else into your favor.
And plus, like, the father, Daniel, he's so, like, wrapped up in, like, witchcraft, basically. Yeah, like, astrology, angels, demons, the whole nine yards, that, like.
He was just giving Benny ammo. That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
And he just kept firing it off.
And, like, everybody, like, the Quakers who were basically around in this time period, they already had a bad feeling about him because he left.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, Japhet, so, like, the son, he actually came back to the Quakers and stuff, but there's still, once again, that, like, family, like, oh, his dad's a little bit pagan, so...
It's weird, like thinking about it.
You're born from him, so...
Like, thinking about it, I can literally feel the tension in my chest right now. Like, my chest hurts from thinking about it.
Me too. When I was writing this, it was just so intense. Like, I felt... Honestly, I felt really bad for, like, the Leeds family, because it's like... You know, back then, everybody is so, if you're against the grain, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And it just really, like, upset me. Because even now, people, if you don't look a certain way, or if you don't act a certain way, people still look at you like, you're a little suspicious. Yeah. But
Benjamin Franklin was, like, a massive egotistic douche.
Yeah, I mean, there's already been, like, other reports. I think you even told me that he was kind of, like, a sexual...
Oh, yeah, he was a huge pervert.
Yeah, so...
even in Assassin's Creed, like I was telling you, Assassin's Creed 3, when you play as, I think his name is Connor or something like that, or... I forget what his name is, but you play in it, and you talk to Benjamin Flakin. Benjamin Flakin. I mean, he's definitely a flake, but you talk to Benjamin Franklin, and all he talks about is, like, MILFs, like, having sex with older women, like, literally, that's the entire conversation. It's just him. Like, that's all he talks about. Oh, they're more experienced, blah, 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 blah. I've gone to so many things. Not only that, in the history books, he was recorded as going to massive orgies. He was a pervert.
Oh. See, I should have done more research on it, but I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, like, he was a huge, egotistic, douchey pervert. Yeah. That's exactly what he was.
And there's just so, like I said, there's so many, like, there's so many... points that are pointing to Ben Franklin. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to write about your competitor being dead or whatever. Yeah. It just shows that he can twist. Petty. Yeah. It just shows that he can twist stories.
Yeah, and I think he was also in some sort of Satanistic cult as well.
I don't know.
Because I think I remember watching something like that.
Maybe we'll have to do an episode on Ben Franklin. I mean, just see what kind of twisted shit he was into.
That's going to be a three-parter.
Probably. But, like, it just... You know, first you have Daniel, who's poor Daniel. He's just trying to be his own person. Mm-hmm. He leaves the Quakers, so that's already, like, strike one against you. And then I feel like maybe even the number 13, I'm not sure when the origin of, like, the spooky number 13 started, but I feel like even that could have been a part of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, Deborah Leeds, she was going through, you know, her stuff because... There were reports of her being, like, this promiscuous, not promiscuous, but, like, selling alcohol and stuff like that, and that was a big no-no. So I just feel like the whole family basically, like, not from day one, but they were targeted.
Yeah.
You know? So, and there have been sightings of the Jersey Devil, but to me they could have been attributed to the Sand Hill Crane, which I did send you a picture of that. It's the bird. I think it's at the
front. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The white bird. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty close to what they were showing with the skinny legs and stuff. So.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on when you see it, a lot of people saw this devil at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's probably... Yeah.
So, you know, it's dark out. There's barely any lights. At least back then, there's barely any lights. So you see some weird-looking bird, like...
Oh, that's a Jersey devil. I've never seen that bird before in my life.
Yeah. So, the Sand Hill Crane, they live in North America, which is where we're at. They are 4.5 to 5 feet tall. So, it's kind of like right in the middle of the Jersey Devil. There's
some big-ass birds.
Yeah. With a wingspan of up to more than 5 feet. So, I'm 5 feet tall, or around about, a little bit taller, but not by much.
five foot and a half. Yeah. I think you're actually like 5 foot six, something like that. Maybe. Because I'm 6 foot, so... You're right at my chin, or right on my collarbone, should I say.
Yeah. So I even put in my comment, or in my book, big fucking bird. So it's huge.
The BFB.
Yeah. So, like, if people back then didn't even know what that bird was, which I should have looked it up, but if they didn't know what that bird was,
they
saw it in the middle of the night, like, that's
especially
shit.
With it doing its mating dance. I mean, it looks like it's pretty creepy doing it. I imagine seeing that at night, and, like, the feathers are just glowing in the moonlight and something, and all you see is, like, a red patch on its head. Mm-hmm. You're going to assume it's something that is not, you know, it's not demonic.
Normal,
which I can understand that, because even me thinking about it just in the moonlight, it's kind of creepy. Just imagine...
Yeah. You know what I mean? And screeching and stuff like that. Birds make screeching noises. Yeah. Like it's just, there's so many things that line up to it.
So he was creative when it came to that.
And I'm not saying that this isn't like a real thing, that there maybe isn't a real Jersey Devil out there. But to me, I don't think Mother Leeds had a baby devil. No. I think maybe she either had a baby that was deformed and it just looked really messed up.
She had a Jason Voorhees baby.
Yeah. That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
I mean, that's the reason why everyone did to him what he did, because he was different looking, and they drowned him in a lake, and they don't give two craps. And the mom freaked the hell out and decided to kill everybody, and then that's when Jason was born. Yeah. So
that's my theory on it. Like I said, it's neither here nor there. I mean, there could be more to the story. There was so much research in this that I feel like I shortened down as best as I could.
Yeah, if you didn't, it would have been quite a few parts.
Yeah, there could be so many more different tales or directions, but so.
And even if they did have, like, even, like, lantern light, if, I mean, they didn't have flashlights back then, obviously. Yeah. But in lantern light, if you see, like, this massive hulking shadowy figure and your lantern goes on it and you can't see still what it is, but you see its eyes glowing from the lantern light, you're going to freak the hell out.
Oh, yeah, because lantern light doesn't do shit.
No, it doesn't.
It's not like a flashlight
It literally does, like, maybe a 7-foot radius around
you. Not even, because, like, to me, I can't ever see by, like, fire.
No,
never. It's moving, so, like, the shadows are shifting and stuff.
And like the fire, like when you're trying to look, you have to cover your eye from that in order to see anything. Otherwise, the flame is going to be right in your eye. But it's understandable.
Yeah. So I have a couple like final thought questions. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's an actual devil that was born?
I mean, we have no idea what's actually out there. So there's a possibility it could be. I mean, aliens and giants are becoming a massive thing right now.
Yeah.
So it could be. Who knows? It could be an alien. Maybe she effed an alien and had a little alien baby.
I mean, I kind of swayed this story to be like, you know, the Jersey Devils. It's not that it's not real. It's just, I don't think Mother Leeds. I kind of swayed it to make it like, yeah, it's not real. But to me, it's just evidence that I found. Like, there's so much different. Like, I didn't know about the feud between the families. And I feel like that just, like, adds so much fuel to the fire. Because we found, I mean, the next episode that I'm going to do is the Crescent Hotel.
Yeah.
And it's got a guy in there that's a con man. And you see that constantly come up in old, like, 1940s, 1950s, even way back past that.
Oh, yeah, con men. Yeah, con men built America. Like literally. Like, the entire United States and anything beyond that was literally built by con men.
Yeah, so I mean...
like, history was only written by the winners.
Yeah.
I mean...
So to me, it's not far-fetched to see Benjamin Franklin as a con man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really hard. It's really easy for me to see, like, he
obviously is.
And I mean,
he's a piece of garbage, man.
And I mean, he has his own, he put his own evidence in a book.
Yeah.
Saying that Titus was dead and this is the ghost. Yeah, like, now, it's just like it could just be puns and like a story just to get people to buy his book to see the feud between the two.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
And with him being as intelligent as he was, it wouldn't be that difficult for him to just make up stories like that and have it be believable.
Yeah. I even say that. People like to talk back then they're scared of everything. So like, you know, you hear one story about Daniel Leeds practicing black magic and witchcraft or Mother Leeds, like how they were saying that she was a witch.
Yeah.
So basically the whole, you know.
But he had so much ammo to use against them, it was unreal. And all he had to do was just think about a few things. That's it.
And it was just them being them.
Yep. And at the time, there was no evidence like, oh, yeah, that's not true. Like, whatever people said, they believed, because it's like, well, I mean, I have no idea. No choice but to believe him.
Yeah. I mean, not that the media nowadays is any better, but there's there was no video back then. There was no evidence.
Nothing.
Good evidence. There was basically hearsay.
Like, who even actually knows? I mean, there's probably, like, literal proof that, like, Benjamin Franklin did the whole key and the kite thing, but who even knows if he actually did that? He could have just made it up, and then something just happened to work out in the end. Who knows?
I'm sure that there's actual evidence. But,
I know there probably is evidence, but I'm just using it as an example. Like, you can say what you can say and do whatever you want to do, but you get people to believe you by convincing them. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and then my last final like little tidbit was like the whole family thing. What your family members do also affects you. Like no matter what, even nowadays, like. Basically like Donald Trump or whatever, like he did one thing. So that affects like his whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying that they're good or bad or whatever, but I'm just saying like He did, you know, he became president of the United States. So now everybody attacked his wife. They attacked his kids and all that.
He says one thing out of place, and all of a sudden now his son's a douchebag. Like,
and I'm not saying
the son didn't even do anything.
And I'm not saying he's like, you know, right or wrong or anything. Yeah. I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying that, like, basically, you do one thing and it's going to affect your entire family.
It's got a whole entire ripple effect.
So like Daniel studying the astrology, studying the angels and demons. He could have just had an interest in it, and it literally
corrupted his entire image.
It affected his whole family, him, everything.
And all it takes is one person. That just goes to show that even the smallest pebble in a river will ripple until it hits the edge of the edge of the river, and it will keep going if there's still a river. It will never end. Yep. But
so that's the story of the Jersey Devil. It was kind of a short one, I feel like. Maybe not.
I mean, I thought it was interesting. I mean, I think we're already at like 40 minutes, 40, 50 minutes. I mean, it's definitely, I didn't know half of this. Like,
I'm sure there's more information out there. I just tried to condense it.
Yeah. It's kind of cool in my opinion. I mean, it's effed up. It's intense. And Benjamin Franklin's a douchebag. I mean,
that summarizes the story.
Yeah. Literally all you had to say to make this really short was Benjamin Franklin. I'd be like, oh, well I'll hear the rest.
All right. Well, that was it for this episode. I wanted to let you guys know that we have an Instagram. It's called The Haunted Cafe Podcast, I believe. It's either Haunted Cafe or The Haunted Cafe Podcast.
You want to double check just in case?
Yeah, I can try. Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to find it really quick. But we have that. And we also have a Gmail. So if you want to send in, I kind of want to do a listener stories.
Yeah.
Where it's either like ghosts, nothing really true crime, but like ghosts. So if you have any scary stories that you want to tell us about, or, you know, or if you have an idea for an episode, I would love to hear it. I'm still trying to find.
Yeah, and honestly, if you've had, like she was saying, if you had any, you know, paranormal stuff happen to you, or if you've, like my mom has said, seen stuff that, like, you know, blew your mind, or even if you were out camping and you heard something and you thought it was something specific, that's still something to look for, you know, it's still something to talk about, you know, give us a little bit more information about it, etc. And then we'll probably talk about it later on the episodes. And those keep coming in, we'll have more episodes for people to watch, and that'll make it really interesting.
Yeah. So. And it's also nice to hear your own stories on air. So I couldn't find it. I'll write it out in the show notes or in the description underneath this.
Yeah.
So if you're really curious, just copy just go and to paste those. That. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll
Oh, and the Gmail. Sorry. Oh, the Gmail is hauntedpodcast@gmail.com. Let me check that. It's either The Haunted Podcast or Haunted Podcast.
We just started doing this stuff not too long ago, so we're still trying to figure everything out. Like, it was weird because in order for us to come up with names, it took forever for us to have any names accepted with any of this, just because there was so much stuff already taken.
So I'll put that in the link in the description below, because literally I'm recording on the phone that I have all that information on. Yeah. So I'll put all the stuff in the description below. And next week we're going to be talking about the Crescent Hotel.
Yeah, which I'm curious about because the tidbits you've told me are like, I want to hear the rest.
I'm so excited for it. I loved researching this. So.
All right. Well, we will talk to you guys in the next episode. Have a very haunted day, and we will see you guys next time.
And drink your tea.
Oh, yeah. Drink your tea. Light some incense. Chill. Relax. Enjoy life.
See ya.
See ya.